the Public News Service Memorial Day Monday afternoon update, I'm Mike Clifford. More than 600,000 customers across 13 states from Arkansas to West Virginia had no power early this morning after powerful storms and tornadoes over the weekend left at least 19 people dead. That from the New York Times. They report that severe thunderstorms with the threat of damaging wind gusts and hail were expected from the southeast to mid-Atlantic region this Memorial Day. The National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center said flash flooding possible from Maryland to the Catskill Mountains in New York. Elsewhere, a tornado left at least 7 people dead in northern Texas, including children ages 2 and 5. Meantime, the Environmental Protection Agency aims to reduce pollution from heavy-duty trucks starting in 2027, targeting the state's largest source of greenhouse gas emissions.
Bridget Murphy Brown is a public health advocate and nurse. She highlights the positive impact these regulations will have on communities. She says it will help limit the impacts for those who live near major transportation routes.
Those that live closest to where these noxious pollutants are in the air are often low-income families and often communities of color. So they are more vulnerable to more severe respiratory diseases.
The new rule will not only improve health, but also boost the economy. According to Georgia State Senator Harold Jones, it will generate 2 million jobs and bring in more than $1 trillion in revenue to the state. Shantia Hudson reporting.
The EPA's new rule will affect various vehicles, including delivery trucks, public transportation, utility trucks, haulers, and tractors. The aim is to implement stricter regulations to reduce smog and soot pollution. And health disparities between rural and urban Americans have persisted for years, but according to recent reporting from KFF Health News, recent trends in rural Arizona have some public health officials especially concerned.
Janice Probst is a retired professor at the University of South Carolina, whose work is focused around rural health. She contends healthcare needs to be thought of as an essential utility to not only ensure the overall health, but also the economic vitality of rural communities.
Anything that takes space is going to take place in rural America. And in fact, a lot of manufacturing, as well as a lot of food processing and stuff like that, takes place in rural America. We cannot have the whole U.S. without the rural U.S., and we need to start thinking that way.
A recent report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture found rural Americans from the ages of 25 to 54 die from natural causes at much higher rates than their urban counterparts. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
The top three leading disease-related causes of death in Arizona across all adults aged 25 and older are heart disease, cancer, and chronic lower respiratory illness. This is Public News Service. Next, our Daniel Smith reports second look laws that help reduce prison time are gaining traction across the country, but Mississippi is not following suit.
A new report examines these policies in a dozen states, which allows judges rather than parole boards to reconsider sentences. Mississippi lacks a second chance law, but does provide an earlier parole option for older incarcerated individuals. Becky Feltman with the Sentencing Project explains the policy allows those who are 60 years old and have served 10 years and a quarter of their sentence to be considered for parole, except for those convicted of violent crimes or habitual offenders.
Because of all those exclusions, violent crimes and habitual offenders, I don't know how many 60-year-olds are serving sentences for misdemeanors. It's probably not a large population of people. It's probably a pretty ineffective elder parole law.
Feltman says six states and the District of Columbia permit a court to reconsider a sentence, usually under certain conditions, such as a person's age at the time of the offense and the amount of time served. Feltman says it's essential for Mississippians to know that allowing a judge to consider someone's rehabilitation in open court courts with an adversarial and transparent process with an attorney is a very different, meaningful, and fair proceeding.
So it's something that I think should be strongly considered in every state, not just Mississippi, but particularly Mississippi because of the high prison population they have there. And there's going to be, if it's not already, a significant aging prison population.
Feltman notes that organizations, including the American Bar Association, the Fair and Just Prosecution, and the Model Penal Code, call for legislators to enact second look laws.
Finally, Ross Brown lets us know, in addition to honoring fallen service members, Memorial Day has come to be known as the unofficial start of summer.
And that can mean lots of ice cream, unless extreme temperatures cause people to forego the treat.
Ice cream consumption is down, with some theorizing that hotter temperatures due to climate change prompt more people to choose a cold drink over ice cream. Nutritionist Marion Nessel says when people buy just a pint rather than a quart or more, cost is another big factor.
You can easily spend $5 on an ice cream cone. I can remember when it was a nickel, and that's a lot more than inflation has gone up. So it's become a very, very expensive commodity.
In 2022, Americans ate on average about 13 pounds of regular ice cream per capita, down from 18 pounds in 1975.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for spending part of your Memorial Day with Public News Service. Remember, endless is supported. Here are some great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.